Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King. Mark McGowan says he has no regrets as he prepares to leave the top job. Today is the Premier's last day in office following Monday's shock resignation due to exhaustion.
I think Roger and Rita are terrific. I think they'll do a great job. My main emotion, to be honest with you, is just gratitude and thanks for what everyone's done for me and for what the state's done for me.
Roger Cook will step in as acting Premier tomorrow. He's set to be sworn in next week. A man and a woman are assisting police with their investigation into the death of a woman in the Goldfields. Officers were called to a home in Leonora around 9 o'clock last night, finding a woman in her 30s with critical injuries. She later died in hospital. Police were also called to a disturbance on a nearby street where several people were found with injuries. The two incidents are believed to be related. The arson squad has spent the afternoon inspecting a house in Geraldton after a tragic fire. Three boys, aged 12, 13 and 14, have been airlifted to Perth Children's Hospital. One of them is fighting for life. A fourth child was injured but has been released from hospital. The cause of the fire is not yet known. Nearly 3 million Aussie workers on the minimum wage are set to receive a pay rise. It will go up by 5.75% next month after being rubber-stamped by the Fair Work Commission. Employment Minister Tony Burke says it's the best decision in the history of wage reviews.
The people who rely on today's decision are disproportionately young, are disproportionately women, and are disproportionately in insecure employment.
In sport, the Eagles' mid-season recruit Ryan Marrick has hit the ground running, with coach Adam Simpson confirming he will play in the club's waffle side this weekend.
He's a tall mid-range forward, got good hands, and he's a good kick, so he's already connected with the young guys, and yeah, he'll play waffle this week. We'll go from there.
West Coast will face Collingwood tomorrow at Optus Stadium. The Dockers have a bye this weekend. And Perth Glory coach Ruben Zadkovic has resigned to pursue other opportunities.